Death toll from recent clashes between government forces and protesters in Indian-controlled Kashmir has climbed to at least 36. Hospitals have been overwhelmed with patients, as over 1,500 people have been injured, many of them critically. Doctors at the main government hospital say that they performed more eye surgeries in the last 3 days than they ever did in 3 years. Meanwhile, protests have been staged in India's capital to denounce the upsurge in violence. Clashes erupted in the disputed region over the weekend after government troops killed a top figure in the pro-independence Hizbul Mujahideen group. Troops used live ammunition and rubber pellets. Kashmir has been at the heart of a bitter territorial dispute since India and Pakistan became independent in 1947. Arzu Morales, the Islamic Human Rights Commission, who joins us from London. So I don't think anybody anticipated what has happened here, especially given the fact that the leader that was killed, or martyred, I should say, was only 22, 23 years old. But this, you know, this thing is not being dealt with by either government the way it appears. What is your take on what has happened, and is there any will on either part to try to resolve this?
I think we have to look at recent events in the 60-plus year history of what's been happening in Kashmir. You know, one of the issues around what's happening in Kashmir is that it's often forgotten. You know, it has fallen off of the political landscape, both as an issue in terms of the Muslim Ummah, but also in terms of the international community. When India was partitioned, there was a demand for a UN plebiscite for the people of Kashmir because they did not want to be part of India. That was the bottom line. And yet the Prince of Kashmir chose to do so. Now, this is a festering wound that has just continued now for nearly 70 years. And you're going to have these peaks and troughs of violence, violent insurgency, or any type of mass protest, actually. You know, we see things happening in Kashmir when it's violent. We don't see all the other types of peaceful protests that have been going on for decades and decades. You said neither government wants to deal with this, but it's beyond really now the issue of the governments. There's been a process in place for the UN to be involved, and yet we hear nothing.
Why is that we don't hear nothing?
Well, you know, you can have the geopolitical arguments. What are the resources there to make this worthwhile for the actual powers, the Security Council powers, to be involved? Then there are the geopolitical reasons regarding who's supporting India, who's supporting Pakistan, etc., etc. And the people who suffer are the Kashmiri people. Just to put it in context, Kashmir is actually the most militarized piece of land in the world. There's one Indian soldier for every four Kashmiri people. That's actually more militarized than occupied Palestine. That's how phenomenally bad the situation is there.
Thank you for that. Arzu Morali from the Islamic Human Rights Commission talking to us there from London.